The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, later today, Dublin and Kerry will battle it out for the second time for this year's Sam Maguire Cup. And tomorrow sees Dublin's women's team meet Galway in Croke Park for the All-Ireland women's title. But what are the lessons that can be taken from the pitch into business? I'm joined by Donegal footballer Kate Keeney and Mayo footballer Chris Barrett for more. Chris, first of all to you, I suppose, would you like to be there later on today? I suppose you would.
Of course you would, yeah, Richard. I think it's where everyone wants to be. It's the pinnacle of our games. Unfortunately, we lost out in the semi-final this year, but it'll be a huge occasion. I think that both teams'll probably know each other more from the last day. A couple of different nuances that are going to come into effect that I always do in a replay. So I think it should be a very good game.
And before we talk a bit about the lessons that you've learned from Gaelic football that help you in business, I'm always amazed at how people like yourselves manage to juggle the two in the first place. So when you're training with Mayo and you're working, tell me first of all about the job. You work with a company called Leading Edge.
Company's called Leading Edge Project Directors. So we are a construction consultancy company. So we help to deliver large-scale construction projects for our clients, development projects across all sectors from healthcare, residential, office, retail. And essentially, we take the role as the project leader within the team and help to ensure that all stakeholders from your design team, your architects, you know, your engineers, the legal guys, they're all kind of aligned towards the business plan of the client and towards the...
And how do you fit all of that in then, by location, between training in Dublin, training in Mayo? How does all that work?
I think it's about balance, Richard. I think it's so we train usually in Mayo, but sometimes you would have the training session in Dublin. But it forces you to be quite militant and quite effective with your time. So over the years, you know, because of the hectic schedule, you have to sit down and plan out your weeks ahead. So it's about having certainty from your management, I suppose, in the football team, first of all.
And do you have to go home to Mayo during the week and then at weekends, or how does
Correct,
it work?
Yeah. So it's during the week on a Tuesday and then at the weekends on a Friday. So you just need a pretty rigid schedule from the Mayo management team so that you can work your work schedule around that.
Kate, what about you? Donegal, but you're now based... tell me about the company you work for.
So I work for a company called Stad Sports. So it was actually set up by two linesmen, and it's now the world leader in player monitoring and athlete monitoring. So if you see later on, the Dubs will wear sort of a unit in their back, and it tracks the distance players cover, max speed, high speed running. That comes in live to an iPad. Chris would know a bit about it as well. They use it. So we work with Dublin, Mayo, GA, but also IRFU, Brazil FA, Man United, Man City. So huge clients around the world.
So having that gadget on their back or wherever, does that influence them a bit to make them run faster? Because there's nowhere to hide. Be found out.
So psychologically, probably a little bit, but obviously at the elite level as well, you're looking for like them small gains and monitoring of the athletes, and the load monitoring is a big one. So you'd work in conjunction with, like, say, the doctors, the S&Cs, the fitness coach. So I suppose in sports science, everything is always moving forward and you're always chasing that little inch. So, so that's what we do. So we'd work with some of the major teams. So there's a lot of travelling, sort of European and worldwide.
So how do you juggle then the training and playing for Donegal? You're playing your club game now in County Down.
Yeah, so I transferred up this year to Belfast. Just probably it makes it a little bit easier commuting wise, but same as Chris would say, we train Donegal on a Wednesday midweek, and then we train Saturday, Sunday. So, and it'd be an hour from, say, where I live to training as well. So balance, like most the same as Chris. So like you'd have to make the best of all your time. You're trying to get gym sessions in, but I suppose like traveling, like you're in Europe and stuff, it'd make it a lot difficult. So you're trying to balance everything out.
Chris, what about lessons learned? What do you bring into the workplace that you've learned from your years of football?
Well, there are quite a lot of things actually. I think project management and which deals with high performing teams and high performing consultants, high performing legal advisors, high performing architects, it's quite similar to a high performance GAA team. Like your manager for a GAA team has to put together his backroom staff, he has to have his strength and condition, he has to have his medical teams, he has to have his coaches. And it's the very same in a construction project. If you don't have the proper team behind you that are, you know, that have the capacity to do it, that have the skills to do it, that are, you know, that are aligned towards your goal, then it's going to be very difficult.
What about the management styles of coaches and managers that you've seen? Because one of the tricks as well is to get the most out of the team you have. And people have limitations, people have off days, some people maybe want to train harder than others. When you apply that into the workplace, does it work that easily?
No, it's always a challenge, and I think it's what you learn, and particularly if you've been being in a dressing room for 10 odd years, you kind of have to rely on the expertise of other people. You know, as a player, you're relying on your forwards to be the scorers, and you hand the ball often. And as a manager, I think you have to rely on the expertise of the guys around you, but at the same time, you have to have the confidence to step in every now and then and say, well, okay, I take your point on board there, but that's not how I want to play, or I want to go down a different route. And it's the same in business. If you have, you know, an architect or a quantity surveyor that's going off tangent versus the client's business plan, then you need to have the confidence to step in and say, well, look, that's not the road we're going.
And Kate, what about you? What have you learned from GAA that helps you with the job?
Probably hard work ethic, something that's probably bred into you from a young age.
Plenty of discipline.
Discipline and
never late. You're never late in the morning, are you?
Yeah, oh well, if people know me, I'm always certainly. But no, like hard work.
Are you more likely to be late for work or late for training? Which would be the worst?
If my manager's not watching or listening work, I'd say. But I suppose like resilience and hard work, and just like, I suppose, putting yourself out of your comfort zone as well a bit. In my job, when you go out to like the big clubs, or you're going to, for example, I went to a club in Azerbaijan there off by myself, and you're working with, you have a lot of barriers, obviously language, so you have to try to explain the system to different people. So you're putting yourself out of your comfort zone, and especially maybe like, for me, it's quite a male-dominated area. So, like, you could be in a dressing room with professional football players, but they're all the one to you. So, definitely that, and counterintuitive, as in, like, I've learned so much from high-performance, say, S&C coaches working with different clubs back into your own game as well.
And that has all helped. Finally, in a word, Dublin-Galway tomorrow, women's final, who's going to win?
Galway.
Men's final today?
Dublin.
Chris?
I think Dublin are going to win this evening, and tomorrow I hope Galway win.
Okay, well, thank you very much to Chris Barrett and Kate Keeney. Thanks for joining us on the programme.